Good morning, Symphony Church. We'll be finishing out the second half of 2 Samuel 18 today, and let me read for us. 2 Samuel 18, 19 to 33. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, "Let me run and carry news to the king that the Lord has delivered him from the hand of his enemies." And Joab said to him, "You are not to carry news today. You may carry news another day, but today you shall carry no news, because the king's son is dead." Then Joab said to the Cushite, "Go, tell the king what you have seen." The Cushite bowed before Joab and ran. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said again to Joab, "Come what may, let me also run after the Cushite." And Joab said, "Why will you run, my son, seeing that you will have no reward for the news?" "Come what may," he said, "I will run." So he said to him, "Run." Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and outran the Cushite. Now David was sitting between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof of the gate by the wall. And when he lifted up his eyes and looked, he saw a man running alone. The watchman called out and told the king, and the king said, "If he is alone, there is news in his mouth." And he drew nearer and nearer. The watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called to the gate and said, "See, another man running alone." The king said, "He also brings news." The watchman said, "I think the running of the first is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok." And the king said, "He is a good man and comes with good news." Then Ahimaaz cried out to the king, "All is well." And he bowed before the king with his face to the earth and said, "Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delivered up the men who raised their hand against the Lord my king." And the king said, "Is it well with the young man Absalom?" Ahimaaz answered, "When Joab sent the king's servant, your servant, I saw a great commotion, but I did not know what it was." And the king said, "Turn aside and stand here." So he turned aside and stood still. And behold, the Cushite came. And the Cushite said, "Good news for the Lord, my king. For the Lord has delivered you this day from the hand of all who rose up against you." The king said to the Cushite, "Is it well with the young man Absalom?" And the Cushite answered, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up against you for evil be like that young man." And the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." In the aftermath of Absalom's death and of David's army defeating the army of Israel, we see in today's passage a tale of two runners. Most of our passage focuses on two messengers that Joab sends out from David's forces to tell him the news of the battle. One was Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. We've seen him several times thus far as an ally of David and a loyal servant to the king. And the other is simply an unnamed Cushite. We see that Joab initially sends out the Cushite, but Ahimaaz decided to also go to the king and bear the news of the battle, even if there would be no reward for him doing so. Ahimaaz outruns the Cushite and is the first to tell King David the news, with the Cushite trailing behind. But we see something interesting happen. Two runners, same battle, same message, very different results. Although Ahimaaz and the Cushite were both sent by Joab to deliver to David the news of the victory and of Absalom's death, what comes out of their mouths in the presence of the king is quite different, isn't it? Ahimaaz, for some reason, decides to only share the news of the victory, and he leaves out any news regarding Absalom. When David asks about his son directly and says to Ahimaaz, "Is it well with the young man Absalom?" Ahimaaz responds with a lie, and he skirts around the topic. He says, "Oh, there was a commotion, but I'm not sure what it was," when he did know for a fact that Absalom was dead. I think for Ahimaaz, there was a need to bear good news and only good news. Perhaps he just wanted David to rejoice, as he should, for the victory of his army. Perhaps he felt there would be a great reward after all for the messenger who brought to David good news. Perhaps he thought the news of Absalom's death would set David off. After all, David had a track record of dealing harshly with the people who brought him news of his opponent's deaths. Whatever the exact reasoning may be, Ahimaaz was a people pleaser. He brought a lackluster message. The Cushite, on the other hand, occupies a strange role in the story. After all, not much is told to us about him, simply that he was present by Joab in the aftermath of the battle. But for the reasons that be, he was initially entrusted to deliver the message to David. The Cushite didn't seem particularly excellent in his responsibility either. After all, Ahimaaz outruns him even after having a long conversation with Joab. And yet, the Cushite is faithful. He delivers the message that David needed to hear, that he was waiting for, the complete message that Joab entrusted to him. He didn't hide anything from David like Ahimaaz did, nor do we see any ulterior motives in his carrying out of his role. He was simply faithful to the task set before him. Now, what can we learn from these two runners? Well, whether we are actively aware of it or not, we're also entrusted with tasks and responsibilities from the Lord. For many of us serving at Symphony, September is always a historically busy season as we start off the new church year strong. There may be many things asked of you, many expectations to uphold, and many eyes that are on you. Or you might not be serving, but regardless, in your life, there may be a lot of areas where there is this potential to try to do what is right in our eyes and try to please man, or do things faithfully to the Lord's will. Let today's passage serve as a reminder to you that it isn't about who's faster, it's about who's faithful. It isn't about who runs the hardest, it's about who finishes well. The temptation is to be like Ahimaaz, eager to serve, yes, but fumbling in his duty due to people-pleasing or fear or selfish desire. Instead, let's be like the Cushite. He wasn't honored. After all, we don't even know his name. He wasn't excellent, but he was faithful. He knew the Lord he served, and he completed the task set before him. Let's do the same with our God. Let's pray. Lord, as we go about our day, I pray that you can teach us to run well. Help us, Lord, to not be so caught up in trying to do what makes sense without really thinking about it. Not trying to do what our natural inclination is, or just be reactionary to the world around us. Instead, I pray that we are faithful to the task that you set before us, that we know your heart. We know how you want us to do things. Lord, I pray that that's true for our college students as they go about their classes and their extracurriculars and their friendships. I pray that over our young adults who are working or busy in school or looking ahead to the next chapter. In all these things, I pray that we not be swayed by our emotions or by the circumstances of the world or by fear or any other pressure. Instead, I pray that we can just be resolute in how we go about, that we can be steadfast in simply just carrying out your will as loyal and faithful servants. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.